She's a woman. She's my woman.
Journalist, TV producer, novelist, and 21st century Newcastle man. It's Ian Lennox.
And of course, the reason probably we couldn't quite locate Cameron's selection yesterday is, as he said himself, it's only in the kind of gestation period. It's not the final finished thing as yet. So, you know, you mustn't judge it too harshly, Ian Lennox, as you're coming into that line, she's a woman. Yeah, it's okay, it's all right. Now, I mean, before we go any further, I mean, you sent me two wonderful audio pieces from folk that you... by the way, are you okay? And you sound a little out of breath. Have you been doing your morning exercises or something?
Oh, yes.
right, that's okay. So rushing to the whole thing, juggling through. So, because you know, if you thought you wanted a bit of exercise, then this next, we might feature them both. We might just feature one of them. Who knows? But talk to us about Kevin Byard, the title of this little number we're about to hear from the Lemon Drizzle folk and such like.
Right. Well, as you know, I know nothing about music.
Yes.
But my eldest daughter plays the guitar. And her husband is in a band.
Yes.
And he and his friends recently recorded some records.
They did indeed.
Yeah. And I thought, oh well.
You know a nice friendly radio station, exactly.
I think that's something called indie punk or something. Or I don't know.
I think indie punk is the genre I would use to define these. We have. Are the band called the X's or are they Lemon Drizzle?
I think it's called the X's, and the record's called Lemon Drizzle.
That's all right, then. So it is the X's, yeah. As in E-X-E-S, X ceased to be, as opposed to the single letter X, as in kind of mutant gene, etc. Well, it does wake you up. I'll give you a little warning for this. So, Eddie, you ready for a kind of...
Let's take them off.
I'm ready for it.
Are you? We can go with either Kevin Byard or, indeed, the equally interesting and strangely wonderful Mary Teresa Margaret. I think it's Mary Teresa Margaret. Anyway, shall we go with Kevin Byard? Are you up for that, Ian?
Yes, sure.
You up for this, Katie?
Yep.
Are you ready, Ed?
Go on, then.
He's got a face so twisted, icy. He's bought an ice cream, it's the one that I see.
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard, Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard, Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard,
Kevin Byard.
And if, like Kevin Byard, you'd like to win the chance to win a ticket for Postman Pat, then Siren FM is giving you the chance to win a family ticket worth £42 to see Postman Pat live at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre this Sunday. That's 27th of October at either 1pm or 3:30pm. You can see Pat and his friends live on stage in an exciting new story. It's the day of the Greendale Karaoke Talent Show. Kevin Byard might be there, maybe not. A top talent scout will be on the lookout for a rising star. Postman Pat has a new karaoke machine to deliver for the show, but when the machine breaks down, it looks like the talent show might be in jeopardy. Can Pat save the day? Which of your favourite characters will take part? And who has a golden voice? Come and find out. For your chance to win this fabulous prize, head over to sirenonline.co.uk, follow the link. All you need to do, Ian, you might be able to answer this as well, actually, is answer this following question. What colour is Postman Pat's van? Is it A, white? Is it B, blue? Is it C, red? Don't answer, Ian, because we don't want to actually sort of give the wrong answer in all sorts of ways. You need to be quick, though. Entries need to be in by Friday the 25th of October, so there we are. Good luck. Your chance to win a family ticket to see Postman Pat live. Did your daughter ever think we'd actually follow Kevin Byard with a Postman Pat competition, Ian?
I don't think she ever thought it would have Kevin Byard on, never mind Postman Pat.
Yes.
I bet you might know more about Kevin Postman Pat than Kevin Byard.
Well, did you see Kevin? It was Kevin Byard, Kevin Byard, Kevin Byard. It's beginning. Katie?
I loved the bass at the start, and it sounded like Sex Pistol.
I've got a very Sex Pistol-esque vibe there, very much so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You know, do they wear safety pins?
They're all middle-class teachers.
Well,
never mind. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, how on earth do you dance to this?
You jump up and down.
You mush to
you
it.
You mush to mush. It, as Katie say. Mush.
In the mush pit.
Exactly.
I think Nikki would like it.
Exactly. Not to me. Not. I mean, we're coaching against moshing whilst pregnant, though. I mean, we've said that before. Nikki didn't, and I think we're seeing the results. But never mind. That's by the by. No, only kidding, Nikki. We know all's well with the world, and she's probably asleep now. In any case, that's the important thing. Ed, middle class teacher. Kevin Byard.
Well, it was in time. The rhythm was okay.
That's polite speaker. I didn't understand the word.
The rhythm was on time. We have time, of course, Ian, talking about time, to introduce another little track, because you didn't send just one, you sent two. To the thing, yes. Had you forgotten that you actually sent this to us?
I asked him, and he sent me four tracks, actually, and I said, well, which one do you want to send? He said, one of the two, so I sent them both. But when I was listening to that, as you know, about 10 years ago, I wrote a book called The 60s Man. Mm. And I used to go out with a dancer, and I not only can I not sing...
Were you asking, or was she dancing?
No. And anyway, she read the, many years ago when I was there, but she read the book, and she said, there's a scene where you've got two people dancing to House of the Rising Sun.
Yes.
And she said, it's impossible to dance to.
I don't know.
How would I know? It's impossible to dance to anything, I can't dance.
Sorry, I was going Elvis Presley there. Never mind. Right, Mary Theresa Margaret Malone. They obviously like... They go through their register if they're ex-teachers. They go through their school register.
I think they get titles from the telephone director, actually, never mind.
Telephone director?
I don't know.
Do you have a choice of this? Do you want to go with the exes from the album Lemon Drizzle and Mary Theresa Margaret Malone?
Yes.
Mary Theresa Margaret Malone. Mary Theresa Margaret Malone. Everything I need I already own. I said I'm Mary Bone. Mary Theresa Margaret Malone. Everything I need I already own. I said I'm Mary Theresa Margaret Malone.
MTMM, of course. Katie?
I liked that as well. I thought some of it sounded like the Kinks.
So it's a bit like the Kinks, Ian. A bit like the Kinks.
Right. Yeah. I remember them.
Ed?
Yeah, I think I was a lot easier on the ear, should we say.
We're being looked at, Ed. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Reese is looking through the window. It's a feature we'll be featuring on the show. It might be a short-lived feature, but there we are. People pass the studio by and they look in the window to see who might actually be there or in the place. Well, Ian, apart from that musical delight, which has already got our managing editor rushing into the studio to say, what's going on here? No, it was all wonderful in its own magical way. And can people actually follow this band of ex-school teachers? Are they ex-school teachers, or are they still
students? I'm assuming that Rob is a school teacher. And,
right.
It's her first wedding anniversary this weekend. So
congratulations.
I'll try and get him a copy of the programme.
What better way to celebrate than to actually have their music played on Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive Morning Edition. There we are. Oh, are the police coming to take you away now? is Arthur on the case? What's happening there? Oh, maybe not. Or is it here? It's very strange. I think Ian's losing the plot gradually, as am I. Ed, last two questions for Ian Lennox, please. He hasn't said much today because we've obviously packed it with the X's.
I think it's a less is more day. Ian, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have indeed. I'll get lots of brownie points for this.
Oh, you will, sir. And can we look forward to connecting with you again this time next Thursday morning, I would say?
Yes, I'll be fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Personally, I'm going to actually have the solution to anybody who was finding the X's just a little bit overwhelming. Cue Mr. McCartney.
Okay. I want someone. Could you be that person for me? Would you feel right setting me free? Could you dare to find my key?
alligator. See you later. In a while, crocodile. What's happening, Ed, on November the 1st, which we're preceding by a fabulous another Lincoln-inspired takeover next week on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, where we have another Lincoln-inspired takeover day.
On the 1st of November, which is a week from this Friday, it's the birthday bash, the first birthday bash of Lincoln Inspired, and we've got a fabulous place at the Lincoln Drill Hall Friday night, a week from this Friday at 8 o'clock, and Elliot Morris will be playing, along with BBC Young Folk Award winners David Gibb and Ellie Lucas. So a fabulous evening of great music on Friday the 1st of November.
You can hear this person, you can see him live, Elliot Morris, Falling Short on Siren 107.3 FM. I figured it out. Find an answer in my head is out of the question. And I think it's time I said, make sure I know. If I could just get out of here. Thank you. Elliot Morris, Falling Short. We have a fabulous author. We talked about, obviously, a celebration of Lincoln Inspired. Somebody who will be taking part in Lincoln Inspired, of course, very shortly, is the fabulous, amazingly wonderful
Catherine Feeney.
Catherine Feeney, exactly. Catherine, welcome to Siren 107.3 FM. Good to see you.
It's great to be here.
All here because you've written some fabulous stuff, etc., which we'll be sharing and talking about in the next part of the programme.
Great. Looking forward
Excellent.
To it.
Excellent. And, of course, Catherine, you've moved a little hand in all sorts of things. Ed is going to take your order and sort out all the other bits
Can
and pieces.
Can he type mine as well?
Oh, please. You know, there we are. It's all sorted through in every sense of the word, etc. So we'll be talking in the next hour. We've already heard Catherine Feeney will be joining us. We'll also be listening to some of the work from Alex Cruge. We've got William Sitwell talking about his gastronomic news and views, and Alan Stevens will be joining us as well. So lots of things to actually look forward to as Siren 107.3 FM continues. Ed, are you excited by that?
More than excited.
Exactly. Yeah. Catherine, briefly, we've got a few seconds before we actually head up to the news. Share with us in terms of your genre of writing, where are we coming from for this?
It's a romance, yep. It's a fantasy, quite escapist, but very realistic characters. At least that's what I hope.
I think it's a winner. That's a critical thing. It's marvellous stuff. And it's all for you on Siren 107.3 FM. A reminder, the Postman Pat live competition. Ed, briefly, would you like to just give the details out for this? Not the Postman Pat is going to appear in one of the Catherine Feeney novels in the near future, but go.
Yeah, this Sunday afternoon, you can win four tickets. It's a family ticket, two adults, two children. It's worth £42. And it's at LPAC, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Yes, we don't say LPAC
between
these days.
One and three. I know, I got that wrong. It doesn't even say LPAC here. I don't know where that came from. So head over to sirenonline.co.uk, follow the link to win the tickets, and you've got to answer this simple question. What colour is Postman Pat's van? Is it A, white, B, blue, or C, red? Really difficult, that. You need to be quick. Get your entry in before midday on Friday the 25th of October so we can
do it now. Do it now.
Now.
Parents, if you're listening, if you're working through that, you know, it could be a special gift for your child or children.
Mm. Sirenonline.co.uk. Postman Pat Live at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre this Sunday afternoon.